I like your accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Ghanaian, Africa country, you know.
No, yes, ma'am.
Ghanaian, yeah.
Again, I'm pretty sure I heard of it.
Yeah.
So tell me about your podcast, Mrs. Queen.
What?
I said, tell me about your podcast, Queen.
My parents, what? Come again?
Tell me about your podcast. Tell me about, you know what I'm saying, a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I'm a student, mass comm student, which I love to broadcast and do the TV show. I'm a presenter though, and I'm a Ghanaian. I live in Accra City, the big city in Ghana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I would love to take a trip over there to the motherland someday.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be very nice.
That's
So,
one of my
tell
main
me about you.
goals. Me, I'm retired military.
Okay.
Focus on music now. So I like
Okay.
to rap myself, but right now I feel like I just like to start my own little podcast and I'll be the voice, you know what I'm saying, for it, and let my homies do their music and let them push their stuff, and I'll just be the man behind the scenes. I play the, you know what I'm saying, the role player.
Okay.
That's me. I've been
Yeah,
the
me
quarterback,
too.
you know what I'm saying, been the quarterback
Oh.
for a good little minute, so hey, I let my homies shine. They doing they putting in work, so.
Okay. I love music. I love to do music. And two, secondly, I love to act. I love to act, but majorly music is my main hobby. I love to sing. The pop and hip hop sometimes.
This one.
Yeah.
What's your favorite American song?
My favorite American song when it comes to pop, I think I go for Rihanna. Yeah. And you? Hello? Are you there? You there? So we are talking about music. Can you hear me? Trail? Oh, this is bad. You gone?
Hello?
How I thought, what happened?
My uncle called me. I apologize.
Oh, okay,
Yeah,
no
he called
problem.
me in the middle of interfering with my damn nice little conversation, but
Okay.
I apologize. But you like to pick up where you left off, you said Riri is your favorite artist.
Yes, Riri. When it comes to pop, yeah, I think I go for Riri.
I can see that. I can respect that. And for any other genre, what would your go-to artist be?
What?
I said for any other genre, what would your go-to artist be?
Come again,
For any other genre of music, for any other like style of pop or
Yeah, okay.
like what artist would you choose? Like, if you're not listening to Riri, who else are you listening to, in other words?
Chris Brown and Trey Song.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Trigger. I feel that. Those are two credible sources.
Yeah. And hip hop, right now Cardi B and Nicki
Oh yeah, Cardi B booming over there in the motherland.
Minaj.
Cardi B, ooh, do that one more time. Sounding all cute and whatnot. I wish I could do that. I can't do that. Well, I can't roll my R's.
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately. I try, like, I even got, you know what I'm saying, Dominican background and stuff, Creole background. I still can't even roll my tongue.
Wow.
I'm so jealous.
You're so jealous?
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Why?
Because you can do something I can't.
Oh, no, don't be. It's just like, she's my friend and I like, ew.
With your goofy self. That's what's up though. What's your favorite song off Cardi B's new album?
The new album?
Yeah, if you've heard it.
Yeah, Invasion of Privacy.
Yeah, Invasion of Privacy. What would you say is your favorite song off that mixtape or off that album so far?
The favorite I love is Drip Drip.
Drip Drip, yeah.
Yeah.
Drip Drip.
Feature Migos.
Yeah.
Drip Drip.
I did hear that. I heard that one in Money Bag. I fuck with Money Bag.
Money Bag?
Yeah, I like Money. She didn't put Money Bag on that song now. You feel me? I feel like it's only right. She keeps saying Money Bag on the chorus. She got to put my boy Money Bag Yo on the song.
Yeah. But I go for Drip Drip.
You go for Drip Drip.
Yeah.
I want to hear roll your arms again.
What?
I said, do that, but I can't do.
That earth, just I try. Just try. Do you know? Can you try the skrr?
Yeah, I can't do that. Skrr. Like.
Yeah. Skrr.
I can't do the part. It's just skrr. I can do that. I can say skrr. I can't do the. I can't do that. I can't do all that shit.
No, but the skirt is from the Migos. The Migos, they like the skirt. Yeah.
I feel like skirt came from Young Nation before the Migos came out, but I'm from Texas, so that's just my point of view.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. So what?
Young Nation came at the same time, and Young Nation was running things in Texas South. At the same time, the Migos came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a little conflict going on within Dallas and them because Young Nation, that's what they're called. It's called Young Nation. The group. The group that was popping in Dallas that was putting in work. You know what I'm saying? Young Nation. Yeah. And then that's when, then like a summer after that, that's when Migos dropped one of the first albums or mixtapes that they got them a lot of recognition. It's called Young Rich Nation or something like that.
Okay.
And then it caused like a conflict, you know what I'm saying? Because they felt like, oh, they were jocking the swag and woo-woo. And Dallas, people in Dallas were the first one to say skirt. First people I heard ever say that. How they say it like that? The first person I ever heard. But that was way back in 2007, you know what I'm saying?
2007? Wow. Yeah,
that was 10 years ago.
Yeah. That's long enough. So, you mean the
Migos
that brought it out? Yeah.
I feel like they most certainly got it popularized. But I fuck with the Migos. Take off my favorite member of the Migos.
Who? Who is your favorite?
Take off.
Take off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry to say, not because I like Cardi B, but
you said Offset? Like
Offset. Yeah.
I mean, everybody got their, you know what I'm saying, they preferences. I say Quavo killing the game right now. You know what I'm saying? He like Drake back in 09 with the choruses. I'm sure he's holding a deal. Fucking. Okay. Oh, so I need to know.